Hello， 大家好，欢迎大家收听今天的早安英文。我是 Colin，
我是 Winter， 大家好。我们今天呢要来跟大家聊一聊关于 people 的很多用法和大家常常容易弄错的一些固定搭配吧。
Oh, that's good. I have a lot to say about this.
我们今天呢来聊一聊，首先很多人，大部分人，许多人到底该怎么来表达？是 most people 还是 most of people 还是 most of the people？
Right.
如果大家想要获取本期节目的文字笔记，欢迎关注我们早安英文的公众号，私信回复笔记两个字，就可以看到更多的例句和详细的笔记。Hey Colin, 你怎么说大多数人怎么表达？
We usually say most people.
Not most of people.
No, that's wrong.
Okay, 但是很多人都说 most of people, 好像很常见。
Yeah, I know that. It's wrong.
OK， 那我们说啊，大多数人都喜欢吃香菜，喜欢吃很辣的食物，应该怎么说正确的表达？
We say most people like spicy food.
OK， 所以如果我们听到说 most of people like spicy food，
no,
那是不对的。
Yeah, right. It would be wrong.
但是好像但是 most of 也是一个经常用的那个词组呀。我们什么时候可以用 most of？
Well, we can say most of the people. If there's a definite article, then we can use it. So most of the people, most of the time, like that.
Okay. 所以如果是在 people 前面加上定冠词 the, most of the people, 那它这个语法上就是正确的。
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. 所以大家记住 most people 和most of the people, 在语法上的用法呢都是可以接受的，都是正确的。
Right.
但是不能够用 most of people.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you know, also some. Some we do this the same way as most.
Okay. 所以 some people.
Right.
Some of the people.
Right.
Okay. 不能用 some of people.
Exactly.
Okay. 所以跟 most 是一模一样的用法。
That's right.
除了刚才我们说的most people 常常被弄错啊，我觉得在生活中我们好像还经常把那个 people 和 persons 好像 person 的用法呀弄混淆。
Yeah, well, people is plural and countable.
People 是复数的，然后它是可数的。
Right. Person is singular, but it's also countable.
Person 也是可数的，但是它是单数。
Right, but because it's countable, we can say persons.
Okay, 所以可以直接它的复数形式就是 persons.
Right.
但是那如果既然是这样的话，那 people 是不是可以有的时候等同于 persons?
Well, sometimes it's okay to use both. For example, if you go to a restaurant and the waitress says, "How many people?" You could answer two persons or two people.
Okay, 就像我们去餐厅的时候，在门口服务员会来问我们，是几个人用餐 ？For how many people? 然后可以答，既可以答 for two people， 也可以说 for two persons.
That's right. And persons is only used for smaller amounts. If we're saying 1,000 people, we will never say 1,000 persons.
Okay, 所以就是说虽然 people 和 persons 可以替换来用，但是如果说这个数量比较大的话还是用 people.
That's right.
比方说1000个人啊，刚刚 Colin 说我们一般都是说 1,000 people, 而不说 1,000 persons.
Right. Also, people can have the meaning of everyone.
Everyone. 所以就是指它可以替换说 everyone.Anyone, everybody.
That's right. So, if someone says, we say about this guy, he doesn't care what people think of him. Or we can say, he doesn't care what everyone thinks of him, or anyone thinks of him.
Oh, 所以他不在乎大家怎么想他。所以这里 people 是不是就代表大家人们的意思？
That's right.
In general.
Yeah.
但是我还有一个问题啊。既然刚刚我们一开始说 people 是一个可数名词，那People's 理论上应该也是 OK 的啦。
People's.
但是我们很少听到这个用法。
Well, yeah, because people's is only used in groups of people.
Groups of people.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Okay, like if I say the people of China, this would
中国人
yes, this would mean everyone from China.
Okay, 就是包含所有的中国人。
Right.、
Mm-hmm.
And but if I say the minority peoples of China,、
mm-hmm.
I'm separating these groups.
所以你就是 the minority peoples of China 是不是指中国不同的少数民族群体？
That's right, that's right. Because、okay. there's more than one minority. So here, it's a group.
Uh-huh.、Mm-hmm. Okay, that makes sense.所以 peoples 是当我们在讨论不同的群体的时候
That's right.
来指代不同的这个族群、
yes.
groups of people、
right.
好了除了您现在收听到的常规节目早安英文呢还给大家录了一档英语口语急救包的专栏只要您在喜马拉雅搜索早安英文就可以找到这个新专辑欢迎大家收听我们的英语口语急救包最后呀我们还是来说一说关于 people 的一些从字面上很容易迷惑大家的一些搭配啊像比如说我前两天还听到说 little people
yeah yeah little people well it has more than one meaning
哦有不止一个意思
right、
mm-hmm. um, 不是没有人的意思
no because we would say few people there
okay yeah、mm-hmm.
the first meaning the most common meaning would be、people with no power
People with no power, 就是没有权力的人，那就是平民，小老百姓。
Yeah, yeah,、mm-hmm. yeah. Second meaning would be physically small people, like a dwarf.
侏儒吗？
Yes,
oh,
yes,
dwarf, 就侏儒。
Yes,
很矮小的人。
Right, right.、Mm-hmm. And then we often also call children little people.
Okay, 但是这是不是很可爱的叫法？
Yeah.
并没有说有贬低的意思。
Right, you have to know the context to understand how it's、
okay.
used.
那白雪公主和七个小矮人呢可以叫 Snow White and Seven Little People 吗
Yes, yes. Actually, if it was written today,、
uh-huh.
that's what it would be called. It's called Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, but we don't think that this is very polite now.
Okay, 所以白雪公主和七个小矮人在原文的时候用的是 dwarf 这个词。侏儒
yes, yes.
其实但是你说现在说就是用 dwarf 可能没有用 little people 那么礼貌。
That's right, that's right.、
Oh, okay.还有一个词啊很 tricky 因为把我们两个就是很容易就是弄混的词放在一起了叫做 people person
yeah that's interesting yeah, people person
对 well, 因为刚讲这两个词
a people person is somebody that's good with different kinds of people
哦、oh, 所以是不是指那种就是很喜欢跟不同的人打交道擅长就是 social 交际的人
well that's right、mm-hmm. But it's very useful in work like, for example A salesperson must be a good people person.
Okay, 我明白了，就是像销售员那种要非常的 talkative， 然后非常的就是擅长与人打交道的这种人，都叫做people person.
Yes, that's right, that's right. Hey, do you know what street people means?
Doesn't it just mean homeless people?
Well, that's true. It does mean homeless people, but it also means more.
Okay, 除了流浪汉的意思，它还有别的意思。
Yeah.
Street people.
Yeah.
Street 就是街道那个单词。
Right.、Mm. Well, we think of the street as having its own culture.
Street culture. Do you mean 就是街头文化？
That's right.、
Uh-huh.
That's right. So people that enjoy that kind of culture, we may also call them street people.
是不是可以这样理解？就是有一些人，他们非常的喜欢这个街头文化，所以他们比方说说话的方式啊，着装的方式啊，或他们听的音乐啊，他们的生活方式就是这种街头文化。
Yeah.
这样的人都可以叫 street people.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Like for example, hip hop comes from American street culture.
Uh-huh, 嘻哈文化是来自美国的街头文化一种。
That's right.、Mm-hmm. And many people around the world enjoy this music and this art and this style.、
Uh-huh.
And so we call them street people.、
Oh, okay. 所以就是那一些很喜欢嘻哈文化，然后他们听这种嘻哈音乐，然后用这种方式着装，我们都可以叫他们 street people.
Right.
不只是就是睡在 street 上的人。
Right.
好了，以上就是我们今天全部的节目内容。其实除了您现在收听到的我们每周一到周五更新的免费音频节目之外呢，早安英文也为大家精心制作了付费的课程。如果大家想要更加系统的学习和提高自己的英文，可以到我们的微信公众号早安英文私信回复会员两个字就可以了解更多的英文课程了。
Well, Thank you for listening to another podcast of Morning English.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Colin.
I'm Winter.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.